Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the nation is projected to hit its debt limit today, which raises the stakes of the partisan tug-of-war underway in Washington. Some House Republicans want to leverage must-pass legislation to raise the nation's borrowing authority to extract spending cuts. Now, that could mean looking for those cuts in some of the country's most popular social programs. NPR political correspondent Susan Davis previews the confrontation.
In order to win the votes to become Speaker, California Republican Kevin McCarthy had to make promises, a lot of promises. And one of them was a pledge to fight for federal spending cuts at all turns in this Congress. Here's one of the conservatives who extracted that promise, Texas Republican Chip Roy.
Look, you only have so many leverage and negotiating points. The debt ceiling is one of those. Nobody in America wants us to blindly just raise the debt ceiling again if we don't get structural reforms right here. Nobody wants that.
But President Biden and congressional Democrats do want that, as White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre reiterated earlier this week.
Congress must deal with the debt limit and must do so without conditions.
The Treasury Department says extraordinary measures to cover the debt will be exhausted by June. If Congress fails to raise it before then, it would result in an unprecedented debt default, which could have catastrophic economic consequences worldwide. Even political brinksmanship around raising the debt limit can have consequences, as it did in 2011 when a standoff between congressional Republicans and the Obama administration roiled the stock market and led to the first ever credit rating downgrade for the United States government. Here's Obama.
Because after witnessing a month of wrangling over raising the debt ceiling, they doubted our political system's ability to act.
This time, Republicans are raising the stakes and the demands. First, many want concessions for steep cuts in annual discretionary spending bills that cover every aspect of the federal government except the Pentagon. Nevada Republican Mark Amaday is on the Appropriations Committee, which determines that annual spending, and he points out that non-military discretionary spending is a tiny fraction of what drives the debt.
But if you want to be honest about it, and you're saying the budget's a big deal, it's like, well, you got to go where the money is.
And that money is in entitlements that make up the nation's social safety net, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. And if some Republicans want to try to change those, Amaday has a piece of advice for them.
Better have your helmet and your chin strap on.
The Republican Party does not have a successful track record when it comes to trying to change the social safety net. Former President Bush tried and failed to overhaul Social Security for future retirees. Former Speaker Paul Ryan's support for shifting Medicare from a guaranteed benefit to a voucher system was a core Democratic attack in the 2012 presidential race when he was Mitt Romney's running mate. One liberal group ran a now infamous wordless attack ad that depicted a Paul Ryan lookalike pushing a granny off a cliff as America the Beautiful plays in the background. For deficit hawks like Maya McGuinness, who runs the Nonpartisan Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget, a new round of debating the nation's fiscal future is, on the one hand, quite welcome.
We are getting to the point where you just can't delay it much longer at all, because both of the trust funds for those programs are headed towards insolvency in a very short amount of time.
But on the other hand, McGuinness says Congress should never flirt with a debt default to try to extract those budget reforms.
There should be no discussion of defaulting anywhere. The most important thing is that we lift this debt ceiling without drama.
Leslie Dock worked in the Obama administration and now runs the liberal healthcare advocacy group Protect Our Care. He said Republicans are pushing for a political fight with no clear plan for a policy win, with Democrats in control of the Senate and White House.
Lighting the fuse and thinking that, you know, you can stomp it down before it reaches dynamite is not a very good strategy.
McCarthy faces a tricky balance of assuring the public his party will not allow a debt default, as he did just last week.
We don't want to put any fiscal problems to our economy, and we won't.
But equally insisting that Republicans will cut spending.
We've got to change the way we are spending money wastefully in this country. And we're going to make sure that happens.
Right now, he's the only leader at the negotiating table. Susan Davis, NPR News, Washington.